感谢主，让我们能够再次聚在他的面前。
We thank the Lord we can once again gather before Him.
我们来一起读啊一点啊主的话。
Let's read the word of the Lord.
我们翻到创世纪第三章第八第九节。
Genesis chapter 3 verses 8 and 9.
天起了凉风，耶和华神在园中行走。那人和他妻子听见神的声音，就藏在园里的树木中，躲避耶和华神的面。耶和华神呼唤那人，对他说：“你在哪里？”
And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou?
我们再翻到马太福音第四章
Matthew chapter 4
四章我会多读一点，我们就英文就不翻译，大家跟着念好了。
We'll read it only in Chinese.
第四章十二十三节
Chapter 4 verses 12 and 13.
耶稣听见约翰下了监，就退到加利利去，后又离开拿撒勒往加百农去，就住在那里。17-22节
17-22
从那时候耶稣就传起道来说天国近了你们应当悔改耶稣在加利利海边行走看见弟兄二人就是那称呼彼得的西门和他兄弟安德烈在海里撒网他们本是打鱼的耶稣对他们说来跟从我我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样他们就立刻舍了网跟从了他从那里往前走又看见弟兄二人就是西皮泰的儿子雅各和他兄弟约翰同他们的父亲西皮泰在船上捕网耶稣就招呼他们他们立刻舍了船别了父亲跟从了耶稣我们再翻到马太福音第九章
Matthew 9
第九节
Verse 9.
耶稣从那里往前走看见一个人名叫马太坐在税关上就对他说你跟从我来他就起来跟从了耶稣
And as Jesus passed forth from thence, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the receipt of custom and he said unto him follow me and he arose and followed him
马太福音第十九章
Matthew 19John.
哦，就说十六章第二十四节说。
Matthew 16:24.
于是耶稣对门徒说：“若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。”
Then said Jesus unto his disciples, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me."
最后，我们请翻到启示录第。
Revelation 14,
第一节
Verse 1.
我又观看见羔羊站在锡安上，同他又有十四万四千人，都有他的名和他父的名写在额上。
And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Zion, and with him an 144,000, having his father's name written in their foreheads.
第四节。
Verse 4.
这些人未曾沾染妇女，他们原是童身。羔羊无论往哪里去，他们都跟随他。他们是从人间买来的，做出俗的果子归于神和羔羊。
These are they which are not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb.
好，圣经就先读到这里。我今天主要想跟大家一起来看主的这个呼召，他说来跟从我。
Today I want to look at you together of this calling of the Lord saying, come, follow me.
其实最近弟兄们的信息一直是讲到回归恢复。
Our brothers have shared with us and their messages of the recovery to return.
他说在许多根基上我们要重新来学习。
That we have to go back to the very foundational to learn.
弟兄也讲到，就是我们之所以要回归归回，因为神家的光景是荒凉的。
We have to return because the Lord's house is in ruins.
并不是像神所想要的一个光景。
It's not in the condition but that God wants.
我们弟兄也交通，我们会常常会进入一个状态，就是是一个 program driven， 就是一个活动。或者一个固定的城市的在带着我们走。
And our brother has shared with us that we often fall into this program and like in a very structured way.
或者我们来聚会好像就像一个宗教的活动一样。
Or we come to the meeting as if going to religious activity, and that's why we need to return.
就是弟兄们在讲教会的光景荒凉。
When our brothers share with us that the condition of the church is in ruins,
我们有没有真的听到这样的信息？我们也在看人家是怎么荒凉。
That the condition of the church is in desolation, and when we listen to all these messages, do we also see that the church of God is in desolation?
然后就真的，如果看我们的生活的话，我们发现常常有许多的难处。有许多的无力。
And when we look into our lives, many times there are difficulties, and that when we are feeling weak.
我也在想，就是主啊，那个出路到底在哪里呢
？I was also pondering, Lord, where is the way out?
我在想，我们都可以说主啊，如果你在这里，情况就不是这样的。
Maybe we can all say that, Lord, if you're here, then the situation wouldn't be like this.
就像刚才诗歌所唱，他说在基督里。
And just like the hymn before says in Christ.
只在基督里。
In Christ alone.
你在主里就有那个生命。
Because in Christ there is life.
有那个亮光。
And there is light.
有那个力量。
And there is strength.
也有那个盼望。
And there is hope.
他说主也是得胜的。
Because the Lord is victorious.
他是那个反角石。
He is the cornerstone.
当他开始的，他一定会成就的。
What he begins, he will accomplish.
我们知道，如果主在这里，情形就不一样。
Because we know that if the Lord is here, then it will be different.
这时候想起就是，我在刚信主，我忘记是信主前还是信主后，刚开始的时候。
It reminds me when I was either right before I believe or just right after.
我当时看一个福音小册子，就是讲主耶稣复活的这件事情。
I was reading a small like a pamphlet and it talks about Jesus risen.
这许多东西我都接受了，但是那位弟兄就是要讲，就是耶稣是复活了。
Many things there they spoke about I accepted, but he was referring to Jesus' resurrection.
但是我心中有个感觉，我说我不需要这件事情，非要这么弄清楚吗？
I was feeling like, do I really have to make sure of this thing?
好像我只要我觉得好的那部分我接受已经够了。
Well, I feel like it's enough that you know I feel like this thing is good and I accept it.
但是那位弟兄在那个小册子上写了一句话。
But the brother wrote in this pamphlet.
他说如果你所相信的不是圣经中所记载的这位耶稣，你所信的就不真实。
If what you believe is not the Jesus that you believe is not the Jesus that is recorded in the Bible, then your belief is not true.
就是圣经上所记载的是那个事实。
What the Bible recorded is the truth, is the reality.
圣经中所启示的耶稣是怎样，那才是真的。
What the Bible reveals who Jesus is, that is the truth.
在那一次我就心中有个被提醒。
And I was being reminded in my heart.
我说我要来认识主，我要认识是真的。
I want to know him. I want to know what is the real one.
不要到时候我所认为的跟圣经上的是好像不相符的。
I don't want to end up, you know, what I assume is different from the Bible. That is not true.
我心中也有一个祷告，说主啊，让我以后走的路，让我是跟你所圣经上你的话中所启示的是一样的。
And I have a prayer in me that, Lord, in the future, you know, what I want is the one I believe and I walk is the same as what the Bible talks about.
有时候我们所感觉的，我们所以为的，那都是靠不住的。
What we feel and what we assume, we cannot rely on that.
最怕的就是一个我心中脑中所信的跟 圣经上主自己所启示的是不一样的。
What I'm afraid of is that what my heart and what my mind thinks and believes is different from what the Bible reveals who Jesus is.
当我想到就是弟兄一直说回归教会的荒凉的时候，我就想到一件事情，就是我们对主在说来跟从我这呼召这件事情上。
So when our brother was sharing to us to return and the condition of the church in desolation, I go back to, you know, it has to do with like our following the Lord.
其实我们在知道马太福音是新约的第一本书。
We know that Matthew is the first book in the New Testament.
在这第一本书的最早的时候，主耶稣来到地上，他就是有这个呼召。
That when Jesus came, he has this calling.
他说来跟从我。
Come, follow me.
我们是怎么看这句话的？
How do we look at this calling, this word?
当我们读新约的时候，读到这句话，我们是认为啊，这就是主说过这么多话里面的一句而已呢？
So when we read the New Testament, do we see it as just you know, a word that the Lord Jesus, he spoke so many words that this is one of it?
或者有许多的要求，这其中也是其中的一个而已呢。
And what he wants of us, maybe this is just one of it.
或者人说啊，这句话我知道，我也在跟从呢，就这样过去了呢。
Or do we feel like, oh, you know, I know this word, you know, I'm also following, and that's it, I'm keep going on.
但如果我们在这句话停一下的时候，我们发现其实这句话非常的重要。
But when we rest on this word, we see that it is very important.
它会关系到我们后面跟从主走的怎么样。
It concerns how we follow the Lord.
其实主说来跟从我，这是一个呼召。
When the Lord says, "Come, follow me," this is a calling.
所以我自己感觉，在我不知道年轻一代会怎样，我感觉对呼召这个词，我自己并没有。真知道什么叫呼召。
I don't know how the young people feel, but to me, this calling, you know, for myself, I don't think I know clearly, to like truly know this calling.
对，现在有点更清楚的明白。
But now I understand it even more.
其实在我们人生中有许多的决定，它是决定我们一生的。
There are many decisions in our lives and it decides our entire life.
我就想到出国。
I was thinking when we come to this to the faith.
这是一个很大的决定。
This is a huge decision.
我们会想，有时候会停下来，如果不出国，现在的我会是怎样的关系
？I often think, you know, if I didn't come to the States, what would I have been?
当年就做了这个决定。
But I made that decision that time.
我们也付出许多的辛苦。
And we did what we can.
这个出国的这个决定造成我们现在人生的路就走到现在。
But the decision to come over here, it decides our future like right now.
你会想到选职业的问题。
And also I was thinking about how we choose an occupation.
有些人选做医生。
And some choose to be doctors.
做建筑师。
To be architects.
做会计的。
And accountants.
做电脑专业的。
And in computer science.
当我们一旦选定了之后
，Once we decide on our what we want，
你就发现我们的生活就被这个所影响。
And you realize that our lives are influenced by our decisions。
我还会想到是一个一个很好的一个呼召的那个感觉，就是911我们都知道。
And I also remember this other like an important calling during 9/11.
当这个国家在911受到攻击的时候
，When the country was attacked during 9/11,
许多的年轻人就在那一天
，Many young people on that day,
因着爱这个国家的缘故
，Because of their love for the country,
要保护这个国家的缘故
，To protect the country,
他就答应了一点呼召
，And they answered a calling,
他就当兵去了。
And they went to serve in the armed forces.
这个就决定了他后面走的路。
And that decides what path they take.
当主耶稣说来跟从我。
When Jesus said, "Come, follow me."
这是主的一个呼召。
This is the Lord's calling.
他要改变我们一生。
He wants to change our entire life.
我在想，我们信主的时候，我自己也知道，当我信主的时候，我是因着自己的需要。 我认识了这位主。
And I know that when I came to the Lord, it's because of my own needs I come and know Him.
我那时候并不知道来跟从主这个很明显的呼召。
I do not know at that time when this calling, come follow me.
但我们慢慢的我们知道，就是我们是因着需要来找到了主。
And gradually we realize that because of our need, we come to the Lord.
但主来找到我们，其实是在他心中有一个更深的一个心意。
But when the Lord, He comes to find us, in His heart, there is a deeper purpose.
他要带我们进入他那个心意的里面。
He wants to lead us into His purpose.
所以他来呼召我们来跟从他。
That is why He calls us to follow Him.
我们原先都是属世界的。
We belong to this world.
当我们主说来跟从我，我们就成为一个答应主的呼召，我们就是属神的。
When the Lord calls us to follow Him, when we answer His call, we come and follow Him, and we belong to God.
我们是跟从这个世界潮流的。
We used to follow the tide of this world.
但今天我们要跟随这位主了。
But today we follow the Lord.
所以我们一生的目的。
So our life's purpose.
我们一生的路。
Our life's pathway.
我们一生的结局。
Our life's destiny.
我们都改变了。
It's all change.
但我们是否真的我们听到这个呼召，我从心中答应这个呼召。
But do we, when we hear this calling, from our hearts we answer this calling?
我在想第一件事情就是说，我们认识我们这位呼召我们的主吗？
First is to ask ourselves, do we know this Lord who calls us?
主对你到底是怎样的一位？
Who is He to you?
我在想我们有许多人的一个在心目中主对他是怎样的一位呢？
And many of us, you know, in our hearts, who is the Lord to us?
就是说这位神是爱我的。
Oh, this God loves me.
这位主是爱我的。
This Lord, He loves me.
他会帮助我解决一切的问题。
He will help me solve all my problems.
解决我们一切的难处。
All my difficulties.
或者是我在生活中我是软弱的，我需要主。
And I'm weak in my life. I need the Lord.
我的工作需要主，我的家庭需要主，我人生需要主。
My job, my family, my life. I need the Lord.
或者我到一个地方去我想有个家，有一群朋友。
Or I go to a place, you know, I want a family, I want friends.
我也信主了，所以我到地方需要参加聚会。
And because I already believe in the Lord, so when I go to a place, I have to go to the meeting.
我不是说打消这一些的真实的一个需要。
I'm not trying to put away, you know, the true need of these matters.
但有一件事我们总要问主，难道对我们就意味着是这样一位主吗？
But one thing we have to ask ourselves, is he our Lord, is he only that to us?
我会想到在圣经里面记载的几个人。
I remember some of some men that the Bible recorded.
他们也信主了。
They also believed the Lord.
主对他们意味着什么？
Who was the Lord to them?
我会想到亚伯拉罕。
I remember Abraham.
他是信心之父。
Is the father of faith.
我们在如果我们翻到《使徒行传》第七章。
When we turn to Acts chapter 7.
第七章的第二、第四节。
2-4.
他说：“当日我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕在米索不达米还未住哈兰的时候，荣耀的神向他显现，对他说。”你要离开本地和亲族，往我所要指示你的地方去。他就离开加勒底人之地，住在哈兰。
And he said, brothers and fathers, listen, the God of glory appeared to our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia, before he dwelt in Haran, and said to him, get out of your country and from your relatives, and come to a land that I will show you. Then he came out of the land of the Chaldeans and dwelt.In Haran, and from there, when his father was dead, he moved him to this land in which he now dwells.
对，这里讲到啊，亚伯拉罕他原先住在乌尔，我们都知道亚伯拉罕是住在乌尔一个拜偶像的之地。
We know that Abraham he lived in Ur of Chaldeans, in one that worshipped idols.
他一生所做的、所想的，在真的认识这位主之前，就在一个偶像的里面。
All he does the entire life before he comes to know God, it was all in this land of idols.
他认那个不是真神的为神。
And he know that gods that are not true God, the one that is true as God.
当这里说当荣耀的神向他显现的时候。
So when it says here that the God of glory appeared to him.
叫他离开他的本地亲族往神所要指示的地方去
to get out of his own country of his and leaving his relatives to go to the land that God will show him
他就离开了
he left
就是当他认识了这位主之后他的生命就有一个极大的改变
so when he know this Lord his life changed
我在想他离开乌尔其实是非常的不容易的
And I feel like it's not easy for him to live, to leave, Ur.
他离开了他的啊、career, 他的在地上的啊、职业。
So he left his career on this land.
他离开了他的产业。
He left his inheritance.
他离开了他的亲戚朋友。
He left his relatives and friends.
他之所以这样，都是因为他认识了这位神。
It is all because he knew this God.
我们就看到在亚伯拉罕他信了神之后他整个的一生是跟着神走的
We see that after Abraham know God his entire life he followed God
我们再看另外一个人物就是、在旧约里面的雅各
And next is Jacob、
我们都知道、他的祖父亚伯拉罕
His grandfather Abraham
他的父亲以撒
and his father Isaac
都是认识神的人
they know God
也是跟随神的人
and they follow God
像我们知道、在雅各的一生他跟他的祖父亚伯拉罕、15年
we know that、Abraham was、lived for another 15 years、when Jacob was,、was born
就是说他见 他见过他的、祖父亚伯拉罕十五年
So Jacob saw his grandfather for 15 years
他跟他的父母至少待了77年在家里
And he stayed with his parents for at least 77 years
他在从小的时候我在想他对神的知识是不陌生的
So he's not unfamiliar with the knowledge of God
但是他心中并不敬畏神
But he did not fear the Lord in his heart.
在他的生活中也没有神的影子
And there is no glimpse of no shadow of the Lord in his life.
在他的生活中他都是靠着自己
And in his life, he depends all on himself.
他很有方法
He has a lot of methods.
他很聪明
He's very smart.
但是他就是跟神没有发生一个联系
But he doesn't have that connection with God.
真是感谢主
But thank the Lord
当他因着在逃难的时候就是逃他哥哥的时候他在、伯特利这个地方做了一个梦
But when he was running away from his brother running for his life and at Bethel he had a dream
在他人生最艰难的时候
It was in his most difficult time in his life
神遇见了他
And the Lord came to meet him
圣经记载他说
And the Bible records it here saying
他说耶和华真在这里啊
Surely the Lord is in this place
这个地方何等可畏
And it is what an awesome place this is
然后他也说他如果你给我有衣服穿有食物吃
And he told the Lord you know if you give me bread to eat and clothing to put on
如果你到时候帮我平安带回家
And you bring me back to my father's house within peace
我就认你为我的神
Then you will be my Lord
我就要建造你的家
And the Lord shall be my God And I will build your house
所以因着那一次雅各遇见神
Because when Jacob met the Lord that day,
我们知道他后面的一生, 在他的生命中, 这位神进到他的生活的当中,
we see that in his life, this God entered into his daily living.
就是在做什么事, 他都知道, 这位神在看,
he knows that whatever he's doing, his God, he is watching.
所以他的一生也因着这个认识,
and his entire life, because of this knowledge, he has he's been changed by the Lord.
他从雅各,
he said, the war of Jacob,
到了以色列的王子,
become the prince of Israel.
所以雅各的也让我们看到一个人信主的他的一生是在神的掌管的底下。
And from Jacob we see that once the person comes to the Lord, when he believes that his entire life is in charge, is controlled by the Lord.
不是神来帮助我过我在地上的生活。
It's not that God come and help me live the living in, you know, on this earth.
是神要带我们进到他所要我们的生活。
But that God wants to bring us, to lead us, to enter into the life that he gives us.
我们也知道摩西的故事。
We also know the story of Moses.
感谢主他有位, 好母亲, 母亲对他的影响。
And we thank the Lord that he has a good mother and the influence that his mother has on him.
就是在从小的时候, 他妈妈让他知道他是希伯来人。
And his mom let him know that he's a Hebrew.
他所信的神是位真神。
That the God he believes in is a true God.
可以告诉他, 他的神的百姓虽然在一个 艰难的当中,
and even though the people of God is in a very difficult situation, but that the Lord will deliver them.
他也为主热心,
he also has zeal for the Lord. He wanted to deliver the Hebrews with his own strength.
所以在他碰见这位主之前,
so before he met the Lord, he has his own way.
让我们在出埃及记第三章, 让我们看到神在何烈山,
and we see that in Exodus, in Mount Horeb,
碰见他的时候,
when the Lord came to meet him,
在那个, 荆棘火焰的那个异象中碰见他的时候,
and in the burning bush, when the Lord came to meet him,
我们知道, 那一天摩西前面的路就完全改变了。
We know that that day on that Moses' path has been changed.
他知道他所跟从服侍的这位主是一位圣洁的主。
He knows that the Lord that he follow and the Lord that he serve is a holy God.
他一生所要做的就是能够 跟随他,
all his life, what he can do is to follow him and listen to him.
所以他的一生也是,
so in his life, it's no longer him making the decision, but the Lord to lead him.
所以我们也, 也想到彼得,
and also Peter. Peter is a fisherman.
其实在主常常在, 也遇见他,
the Lord meet him often.
也到他的家去,
also go to his house.
但是他没有, 真的, 认主为主,
but at that time he hasn't really recognized the Lord as his Lord.
直到那天早晨在打鱼的时候,
until that day, that morning when he went out to fish,
才遇见了主,
he met the Lord.
他之前称呼主为夫子,
but before then, he called the Lord teacher.
后来称主是主,
after that he said he's Lord.
主啊, 离开我, 我是个罪人,
depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord.
当主在呼召他的时候, 他就跟从了主,
when the Lord called him, he followed him.
他不再是一个渔夫了,
no longer was he a fisherman.
他是一个跟随主的人,
he's one who followed the Lord.
我会想到, 保罗的, 事情呢, 大家更清楚,
when we look at Paul, we'll be more clear.
之前他是为, 祖宗的信仰热心的人,
he has zealed for the belief of his ancestors.
但是在大马, 去大马色路上被主遇见的时候, 那个大光照他了之后,
when he met the Lord on the way to Damascus and been shined upon the light,
他整个的人就改变了。
His entire person changed.
他有两个问题。
He had two questions.
他说主啊你是谁
？Who are you, Lord?
主啊我当做什么
？And what shall I do, Lord?
所以他不再是自己掌管，按照自己的热心在走。
And no longer was he in control to, with out of his own zeal to walk on the way.
他现在走的是主要他走什么路。
So the way that he goes on to walk is the way that the Lord wants him to walk in.
我之所以讲这一些圣经上的啊这些人物。
That I go through all these people, all these men in the Bible.
我们可能真实的经历没有像他们这么大。
Maybe our experience it's not you know, this big in comparison to them.
我们的可能我们所做的是我们的见证我们的恩赐没这么大。
Maybe what we do, our testimony, our witness is not as great.
但我想说一件事就是神在他们身上所要得着的和在我们身上所要得到是一样的。
But what I want to say is that what the Lord wants to have to gain out from them is the same what the Lord wants of us.
但他救我们，他就是要带我们进入他所要我们走的路。
When the Lord saved us, he wants to put us into where he wants us to go.
所以不管我们是怎么信主的
，No matter how we have come to believe in the Lord.
我希望我们能够看到，如果我们所要所信的是一个真实的，我们的人生就应该是这样的。
I hope we can see that if the one who whom we believe in is true, then our life should be like these brothers, these people here.
我想到当初我自己那天晚上信主的时候。
I remember the night when I came to the Lord.
在之前。我是一个被罪捆绑的人。
I was in the bondage of sin.
我不能出来。
I cannot be being delivered.
我是在一个黑暗中迷茫的人。
I was in darkness and I was lost.
我也不知道人生的路怎么走。
I did not know what is ahead of me.
后来就传福音，就把我带到神的来认识主。
And they preached the gospel to me and to let me know the Lord.
但那一天晚上就好像被挤到一个 corner 一个墙角，没办法一直回避，在那里拖延时间。
But that evening, I was kind of being pushed into a corner. I cannot run away from this this question.
我就问了一个问题，我觉得那个问题，感谢主让我问这个问题。
I thank the Lord that evening that He let me ask this question.
我说主，你到底是谁？
I said, Lord, who are you?
为什么要我信你？
Why do you want me to believe in you?
为什么要我跟你？
Why do you want me to follow you?
为什么我要把一生要给你？
Why do I have to give you my life?
所以我主就在那天让我读圣经，让我认识了主。
So that evening, the Lord led me to read the Bible and that I know him.
当弟兄来我们一起祷告的时候
When our brother came and we prayed together
当我把自己一生交在主的手中的时候
When I lay my entire life into his hand
我罪的重担我人生的重担就全部都滚开了
And the weight of my sin and the weight of my entire life is let go
就像今天早晨的那首诗歌在十架上我看到的那个光。
And the weight is all rolled away, and just like the hymn said this morning at the cross when I first saw the light.
虽然我对圣经的知识并不是很多。
Even though my knowledge of the Bible is very little.
但我也清楚的一个感觉，那天晚上我接受了主之后。
But there was one thing very clear, that night when I received the Lord Jesus.
我心中有一个释放也是一个祷告。
And there was a release in my heart and also a prayer.
从此我这个人我一生的问题你都要帮我解决。
That this person here and my entire life, you know, all my questioning, you will have to be the one who solves it.
我一生的需要你都要供应。
And all my needs for my life, you will supply.
我一生的前途都在你的手中。
My entire future is all in your hands.
所以当我们 不管是因着怎样的需要，我们认识了主。
And no matter our needs, we come and know the Lord.
但因为我们都能够从主那边看到主在这里对我们有个呼召。
We can all see that from the Lord, then He has a calling for us.
就每一个呼召都有他的目的的。
Every calling has its purpose.
神，我们的神是一个有旨意的神。
Our God is a God of purpose.
我们也知道他定的旨意。
That the purpose that He sets.
主宰着一切。
It's in control of everything.
主救我们就是按照他的旨意救我们的。
He saves us according to His purpose.
虽然有我们的需要。
Indeed, we have our needs.
其中有一个主赐下他的救恩救了我们就是要我们能够跟随他
But he gives us his salvation in order that we will come and follow him
主救我们跟从他有、啊、有目的的我们来读、啊、几节的圣经
he saved us and he has his purpose so let us read the, some of the Bible passages、
啊、约翰福音第十章
John chapter 10
第十节的 后半段
On the second half of verse 10
他说我来了是要叫羊得生命并且得的更丰盛
I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly
所以主要我们来跟从他是要我们得的更丰盛
So the Lord wants us to follow him that we may have life more abundant
再翻到罗马书第八章
Romans chapter 8
二十八到二十九节。
Romans chapter 8:28
到二十九。
To 29。
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, who are called according to His purpose.
因为他预先所知道的人，就预先。定下效法他儿子的模样。
For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestine it to be conformed to the image of his son.
使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
That he might be the firstborn among many brethren.
所以做正子两节经文我们可以看到主救我们至少有这两个目的。
From these two passages, we can see that the Lord saves us. At least there are two purposes here.
其实当我们刚信主，我们只是碰到这生命的一个开始。
When we first believe the Lord, we just touch that very beginning of this life.
主是要我们进入更丰盛的一个地步。
He wants us to enter into abundance.
而且主要救我们，他是要我们能够被磨成他自己的形象。
And he saved us in order that we may be conformed to the image of his son.
就是像他。
To be like him.
就是在我们的里面能够有主耶稣的生命的性情。
That in our lives we can have that life, that nature of our Lord Jesus.
有他的心思。
To have his mind.
也能够、啊、做他要我们所做的。
And to do what he wants us to do.
我们知道其实主救我们的还有更深的就是、啊、建造教会
And we know that deeper that the Lord is to build his church
他要建造我们成为神的家
He wants to build us into the house of God
是基督的身体
The body of Christ
也是那个心腹
And also the bride
所以主救我们叫我们跟从他是要带到他的这个心意的里面
So the Lord saves us is to bring us into his purpose、
我记得有位自己认为信主的一个、啊、一个朋友他有一次我们在谈的时候他就问了一个问题
So a friend who feels like he's saved he asked a question
他说、我在我的生活里面真的有一次、遇见一个极大的黑暗
In my life I came to a very dark place
然后我呼求主，主真的把我救了出来。
And I call on the Lord, and He delivered me.
他说，但是为什么我现在好像在一群基督徒的当中，但是我里面却好像不能够融入。
But how come? I now that I'm among Christians, I feel like from inside, you know, I cannot be kind of one with them.
他说我之前信主之前许多的问题为什么我现在还是一样
How come the problems that I had before I believe they still remain the same?
我就跟他说
And I told him
我说你是得到了主的那次的一个恩典
And I told him you received grace that day
但是你没有因着那次的恩典认他做你的主
But you did not because of the grace that he has given you that you acknowledge him you as the Lord.
你没有在你的生活中听到主说跟随他。
You did not in your life hear that he calls you to follow him.
所以你虽然经历了主的恩典但在你的生命中还是一样的。
So even though you experience God's grace, but in your life there is no change.
所以主要我们来跟从他就是叫我们进入那更丰盛的生命。
Because when the Lord calls us to follow Him, it's for us to enter into life more abundant.
进入他所为我们所定的旨意的里面。
Into the purpose that He has set for us.
我在想，当主说我们跟从他。
When I was thinking, like the Lord calls us to follow Him.
就是跟着他走。
Is to follow Him.
是他的意思在主导我们。
That it is His purpose that is guiding us.
他是那个主人。
His purpose that is the one that is
Lord.
Ruling our path.
Yeah, 我想有一个问题就摆在弟兄姊妹的面前。
So I'll put this question before our brothers and sisters.
主是这么呼召的，来跟从我。
The Lord calls us, come, follow me.
你我是否真的要走这条路?
Are you and me truly want to walk in this path?
我现在真的在走跟随主的路吗?
Am I walking in this path this way, that is following the Lord?
其实最近弟兄们在讲到恢复回归的时候
When brothers are sharing on recovery and return
有讲到做门徒
Brothers spoke about being a disciple
要经历主的话
We have to experience God's word
有一件事情就是摸着我的里面。
One thing touched my heart.
我在想，我们都说我们要跟从主。
We all said that we want to follow the Lord.
我是有意愿的。
I have this willingness.
但是今天我们是否在靠主而活呢
？But today are we truly living by the Lord?
在马太福音第四章。
In Matthew chapter 4.
第四章的。第四节
Verse 4
这句话大家都很熟悉啊
We are all very familiar with this
这耶稣却回答说经上记着说人活着不是单靠食物乃是靠神口里所出的一切话
But he answered and said it is written men shall not live by bread alone but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God
以前我们不认识主我们活着就是靠食物
In the past, when we do not believe in the Lord, we live by the bread.
因为这个食物世界上是供应我们能够满足我的心。
Because what the world provides, this food can satisfy our hearts.
当主在这里说，当我们信主得救了，他说我们的活着要靠神口里所出的一切话。
But here, it shares with us that when after we believe in the Lord, we live by the word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
他是说人活着要靠神口里所出的一切话
That we live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God
但如果我们不靠主而活的话我们在主面前主的话这里说我们并不是在他面前活着
So when we live it's not by the Lord then the word of God says that we are not living by him
所以这里面就特别是这个靠字对我就一个很大的提醒
This to live by is really reminds me
因为当我们说我们要跟从主
when we say we want to follow the Lord
不是我们啊，好像心中的一个意愿而已。
It's not out of our kind of like a wish from our heart.
是不是我们在生活中真的来靠他？
Do we truly come and trust in him?
如果我们都不来靠他的话，我们就谈不上跟从者。
If we do not come and live by him, then we cannot say that we are following the Lord.
所以就我就想我自己的生活。
And I think about my own life.
所以在很多的时候，许多事就这样过去了。
Many things, you know, it just passes by.
就是环境有来，然后又走了。
And circumstances come, you know, situations, and then it passes by.
或者事情来的时候，我就用自己的方法。
Or when things come, I will use my own methods.
或者我就撑着这个难处。
Or I'll try to just get over it.
啊，希望它赶快过去。
And just wishes for it to pass me by quickly.
我们并没有真的来靠它。
We did not come and truly to live by Him.
我今年我有一个主给我一个对我孩子的一个感觉。
This year, the Lord gives me this sense of my child.
他快要十二岁了。
He's almost 12.
我感觉十二岁是一个很重要的一个年纪。
I feel that the age 12 year old is a very important age.
我希望他能够真认识神。
I want for him to truly know God.
我希望主对他是真的。
I want that God is true to him.
所以就自己就常在读经跟他一起祷告。
So I'm reading the scripture with him and praying with him.
但我希望把我的东西给他。
I wish I know, I just want, you know, desire for what I have to give to him.
但从我自己的感觉，总感觉好像我讲的他摸不着。
If I feel that, you know, what I say to him, you know, he didn't touch it.
但也感谢主，我们就读到父母这一篇的信息。
And thank the Lord, we read the message on being parents.
是说你要在他面前做榜样。
It shares that we have to be examples to our children.
你要带他认识神。
You have to bring your child to come and know God.
所以感谢主就有一次弟兄在主日的信息讲到祷告。
And brother share with us on prayer.
然后后来回去的路上我就在家里问我的孩子，我说你听到了什么？
So when we went home, I asked my child, what did you hear?
他说安静伯伯说那个每一个祷告主都垂听。
Uncle Andrew said that, you know, God answers every prayer.
每一个祷告我们都要经历每一个祷告主怎么听的。
And we have to experience how God answers every prayer.
我就感谢主，那天他就听到了这句话。
I thank the Lord that that day he heard this word.
我说主啊，你让我给我们一个环境，让我带他一起经历，就是你听祷告的。
I said, Lord, give us a circumstance that we can experience that, you know, he can experience that you answer prayer.
也就是在那个时候，我在想，哎，其实我们在主面前，主对我们并不是这么真。
I feel that the Lord is not so true, you know, so real to us.
我觉得应该这么说，不是主对我不真，是我对主不真。
I shouldn't say that the Lord is not true to me, but it's that I'm not true to the Lord.
我是信主的，但我不是每一件事都带到主面前。
I believe in the Lord, but I do not bring everything to him.
所以后来就有一天就是他要上学了，然后他就说，哎呀，我的表找不到了。
So one day, and before he went to school, he was like, oh, I lost my watch.
但我是后面才知道他主那个表没了。
Then it was afterwards that I know that, you know, he lost his watch.
就是我的姊妹在前面，当他知道表没的时候，就已经跟他祷告了。
Because when my wife knew that the watch was lost, so she prayed with him.
我是在后来才知道，所以我就想到，哎，每一个祷告主都答应了。
And I said, you know, every prayer God answers.
我就说，这个我们一起来祷告。
So I said, Jacob, we'll pray together.
我们就祷告了。
So we prayed.
我就希望主让我们经历。
So I really, you know, desire that the Lord have, you know, let us experience.
然后我们在家里也帮他找，他去学校里也留意。
So we searched, you know, the house, and then when he went to school, you know, he searched for it too.
然后我中午的时候，他说主啊，现在表 找的情况怎么样呢
？So at lunchtime, I was like, you know, Lord, you know, how's the searching for what's going on?
我说如果找不到我，他会不会里面很有挫败的感觉
？Will he feel kind of like discouraged if he can't find the watch?
就是我又为找到表祷告，也为 Jacob 祷告。
So I prayed for the lost watch, you know, to be found, and I also prayed for Jacob.
然后回来。
So when he came home.
我问他，他说没有找到。
He said, "No, I couldn't find it."
然后过，那我们还是继续祷告。
So we kept praying.
那就感觉到最后，哎呀，找不到了。
So you feel like you know we can't find a watch anymore.
然后我就说，哎，那你这么需要，那我做了一个决定，我说就买一个新的。
So because he really needed a watch, so I made a decision. You know, then let's buy another watch.
其实回头看，其实发现我们祷告还没得答应，我们就开始做自己的。
So you know when we look back, you know before we even have our prayer answer, we already made another decision.
但是我们还是要，我还是带着他继续的。我说，主啊，你说祷告必定得答应的。
So I still continue to pray with him because Lord, you know, you said that every prayer has an answer.
所以天天这样祷告。
So we prayed every day.
然后有一天他回来了。
So he came home one day.
然后我在上班。
I was at work.
他就说啊，爸爸，爸爸。
He said, Dad, Dad.
说我有一个好消息，有一个坏消息。
I have a good news and have a bad news.
他说你要先听哪一个
？Which one do you want?
我说好消息先。
First the good news, please.
他说表找到了。
Then I found my watch.
我说真的。
Oh, really?
然后我说坏消息是什么
？So what's the bad news?
他表找到了，但表坏了。
I found a watch, but the watch is broken.
然后他后来说。
Then he told me later.
就是我们不是说祷告就是表找到吗？
He said, "Didn't we pray for the watch to be found?"
我们没有祷告，表找回来是可以用的。
We didn't pray that when we find the watch, the watch is still usable.
他学到一个就是说要更具体一点。
He learned something that the prayer has to be specific.
所以祷告的功课还没有学完全。
So I haven't really truly learned prayer.
我在想，可能是因为我建议他买一个新的表这件事情，阻让他坏掉。
I feel that maybe. Perhaps because I suggested to buy a new watch, and the Lord allowed the watch to be broken.
然后过了几天又是掉东西。
And another, you know, a few days later, he lost another thing.
这次是掉水杯。
This time he lost his water bottle.
我不知道为什么初中第一年就常常掉东西。
I don't know why middle school you lose so many things.
我又跟他说，主说祷告会得答应的。
I told him, the Lord says that when we pray, our prayer will be answered.
所以我们就为那个水杯祷告。
So we pray for the water bottle.
我们也找也祷告。
So we kept looking for it and we pray.
我们在几天找不到，我们也改变祷告。
So when we couldn't find it after a few days, we changed our prayer.
然后我们几乎就是，哎，这件事然后又这样过吗
？We were wondering, is this going to pass like this again?
主又在提醒
The Lord reminded.
我就跟他说我们还是要祷告看主这次怎么带我们然后那天早晨我们就去学校之前我们一起祷告
So we pray again that morning before he left for school
然后他也很认真的祷告
So that morning he prayed very seriously too
他说主要就是让我找到或者是如果真的给别人用得着这个瓶子
That Lord, can you let me find this bottle? If I don't find it, another person will have use of it.
所以我在他去上学了，我在家里又为这件事情祷告。
So after he left for school, I prayed again.
然后下午回来的时候，他说：“爸爸，有个好消息。”
Dad, a good news.
他说：“杯子找到了。”
I found my water bottle.
主很奇妙，就又带他一个奇妙的方式。让他就看到了那个杯子在哪里。
And the Lord led him amazingly in that direction, so he can, you know, so he saw the water bottle.
他说这个杯子还可以用的。
He said the water bottle is still usable.
所以我就想在，其实我就虽然是一件小事情。
Even though these are small things.
但我就在想，在小事上，我们是不是真的在跟从主？
I was thinking, you know, in this all these small things, are we following the Lord?
其实不管大还是小。
No matter the thing is big or small.
不管是多难
no matter how difficult,
但如果我们把它带到主面前主一定会让我们经历他自己
but if we were to bring it to the Lord he will let us experience himself
他不但会让我们有一条出路
not only he will let us have a way out
他还要叫我们在中间有美好的见证
that in it there will be good testimony
这是一个就是在跟从主我们至少要靠他如果我们没有靠他我们不可能是在跟从主
In this matter of following the Lord we have to lean on him if not then we are not following him
第二个我想说的就是我们跟从主就是在生活里
Another thing I want to mention is that when we follow the Lord it is in our daily living
我们跟从主不是只是在周末就是我们来聚会的时候
It's not when we come and gather together in the meetings
不是只在周五周六周日
It's not on Friday, Saturday, or on Sunday.
但我们弟兄在讲的跟从主就是做门徒。
When our brothers share with us to follow the Lord is to be a disciple.
我心中就有一个想法，就是我说主啊，那当初真正做门徒到底是怎样一个情形
？And I was thinking in my heart, Lord, when they're disciples, what is it like?
我就去上网去看了一下，就是。犹太人他们做门徒到底是怎样的
So when the Jews their disciples, what was it like?
有两个点很抓住我
Two points that grabbed my heart.
就是当有心的犹太人他在他人生中他一定会找一个拉比
So for Jews, who has the desire, they will, in their life, they will come seek out a rabbi.
当人对神有心的他心中是真的敬畏神的
One that has a heart for the Lord, in his heart he feared the Lord.
他不光是心中敬畏，他愿意他的生活是讨主喜悦的。
Not only in his heart he feared the Lord, but he wants his life, to be pleasing to the Lord.
就是他在地上的每一个生活的方方面面，他都愿意是符合神的那个心意的。
That in all areas of his life, is pleasing to the Lord.
因着他有这个可有这个心愿啊，他就去找拉比。
Because of the desire, he went to look for a rabbi.
他就把他自己全部的都顺服在这个拉比的底下。
So he submit all of himself, everything that to the rabbi.
拉比的话就是权威。
So the rabbi's word is their authority.
他的每一个生活的方方面面。都让拉比来看见，让拉比来跟着。
So the rabbi sees his entire life and also to adjust his entire life.
就是所以当我们说我们在生活的每一个方面都让主来掌权，其实并不是一个额外的要求。
So when we said that our entire life that the Lord takes hold of it, it's not a kind of like an extra requirement.
其实这就是主救我们所要带我们进入的生活。
Because this is the life when the Lord saves us, He wants us to enter into.
我在想今天我们真的要这个时代真的是歪曲。
This generation is indeed crooked.
因为许多的东西都是我决定
Because a lot of things we decide
我是那个标准
I am standard
这都是我感觉好的我选择听就听
It's all how I feel good You know, if I want to listen I choose to listen
但真正的做门徒就是说主说的才是对我是把自己整个的摆在他的话语的底下
That truly a disciple, what the Lord says is right, and I put myself under His authority.
你就想当主真的看我们的生活的时候，我们是不是在生活的每一个层面都来跟随主的教导
？I feel like when the Lord looks into our life, is it in all areas of our life that the Lord is the one who orders it?
其实我就想到在工作中
，I was thinking, you know, in our jobs.
就这里有许多弟兄姊妹都已经工作了，感谢主。
Thank the Lord that many of our brothers and sisters already have work.
但我就在想一个劝勉，就是我们在工作中，我们要知道我们是属主的人，我们要 跟随主来见证主。
And I'd like to encourage us that in our work, you know, we are one to belong to the Lord. When in our workplace, we have to bear testimony for Him.
我发现在工作这个场合，能够让我们有许多的看见我是否真的在跟从主。
That in, well, at our work, there are many opportunities for us to see whether or not we are indeed following our Lord.
我以为我有的，我以为我在跟从主，但是一摆在工作的场合的时候，我们就被显出来是不是真的这样。
I assume, you know, that I'm following the Lord, but when we are put into situation at work, then we'll reveal to us whether truly we are following the Lord.
我举几个我自己的例子。
Give some of my own examples.
所以刚我刚工作的时候很心中很喜乐。
When I first started to work, I was very joyful in my heart.
然后上班呢，中午呢就跟大家一起吃饭。
I have lunch with my coworkers.
我觉得这样很 warm， 就是很好，很热情。
I feel it's really warm environment.
然后就边吃就开始谈了。
And you know, we have lunch and we chat.
我觉得第一次坐下来中午，大家同事们都说中文了，就一起吃饭谈的时候。
So they all spoke in Mandarin, and we're sitting down and you know we're chatting.
就各样都谈。
And we chat every, you know, about everything.
然后谈就谈到养生。
And we talk about earning a living.
然后谈到保险。
Talk about insurance.
然后谈到你家里你的太太是做什么工作的
？And talk about you know what your wife you know they work.
然后我就跟他说我太太在家里全职带孩子管着就等管理这个家。
So I told him you know my wife is a stay-at-home mom taking care of the house.
然后那个同事就说你不怕吗
？So my coworker said, aren't you afraid?
他说：“如果你就你一个人工作
，just you working，
如果你失业了会怎样呢
？What if you lose your job？
那你家怎么养呢
？How do you care for your family？
你孩子那前面上学这些费用怎么出呢
？How are you going to pay for the tuition？
他说你有没有买保险呢
？Do you buy insurance？
要买那一种保险
？You have to buy that kind of insurance。
哇，这样谈，我心中还蛮有点怕的。
And then after all that, you know, the conversation, I was feeling, oh no, you know.
好像没有为自己预备很多保险呢。
I didn't prepare all the insurance.
当我这样怕的时候，里面有一个声音。
And when there's fear in my heart, you know, there's a voice.
我是主啊。
I am the Lord.
不是听别人这么怕你就怕了。
Don't rely on others, you know, and they fear and then you fear.
我是你的主，我能够供应的。
I am your Lord. I will provide for you.
我心中就安定下来了。
And I was assured and you know peaceful.
我发现哇，这个世界的潮流真的。很大。
And I see the tide of this world, you know, it's great.
如果不小心，我们就被带着走了。
And you know, if we don't pay attention, you know, we'll be guided by that.
所以我们也在常常在吃饭的时候就什么都聊。
Oftentimes at lunch we talk about everything.
有时候也会就聊到同事、老板。
And we talk about you know our coworkers and our supervisors.
刚开始我也知道，就是不要背后说人。
You know, in the beginning, I know, you know, I shouldn't talk behind others' back.
不要埋怨。
You shouldn't complain.
但是慢慢的，好像谈就失去那个里面的那个提醒。
And gradually, as we talk and talk, you know, I lose that reminder in my heart.
好像就慢慢的就跟他们一起在讲某同事，就开始有抱怨。
And gradually I start to murmur, and I start to complain together of a certain co-worker.
可能我是心中不想，好像他们在讲的时候，我好像很特别。
Maybe in my heart, you know, I feel like when they are saying, you know, then, you know, I'll be like, if I don't say anything, I'll kind of be like, special.
刚开始只是，你讲这个，我只是说两句。
In the beginning, you know, when we're talking about this matter, I'll just put in my 2 cents.
后面就完全跟他一起讲了。
But then afterwards, you know, I go on like together with them.
那段时间回头想是蛮昏暗的。
You know, when I look back, you know, that's very dark.
然后甚至做了一些不讨主喜悦的事情。
And also do things that are not pleasing to the Lord.
直到主那件事情发生，然后突然被光照。
So when that thing happened, you know, I was being enlightened in my heart.
我不是在跟从主。
I wasn't following the Lord.
我是在跟从这个世界上人怎么想的，怎么做的。
I was following what the people of this world is thinking and what they are doing.
我想在他们当中不要觉得太好像特别。
I don't want to be special, you know, when I'm with them.
所以在那个时候，我也读到荒漠甘泉那一天，正好一篇。
There was a passage that day in the streams in the desert.
里面有一位弟兄他说
There was a brother, he was saying.
他问主说他说主啊我做错了什么事情
He asked the Lord, Lord, what did I do wrong?
这个世我在这个世界这么受欢迎
I'm so welcome in this world.
我才发现是我慢慢慢慢跟他们走得很近我没有照着主的话所以世界很欢迎
Because gradually, I'm walking with the world closer and closer, and I'm being welcomed by the world.
So, yeah, 就有我在想就是在我提这些就是说我们跟从主是在生活中真实的来经历它。
I mentioned these to bring up the point that when we follow the Lord, it's to experience Him in our daily living.
我在想我们在还有家中我们也有啊我们该如何在家中做夫妻做父母
And I also think about in our house, you know, how do we be husband and wife and also to be parents?
我感谢主在去年和今年我们一起看什么在家庭中生活对我有很大的帮助。
I thank the Lord that this past year we are reading about how to you know, our family life and about being parents and it helped me enormous.
我觉得弟兄姊妹都有年轻的家庭，我们都有一个心，就是主啊，你在这个家中你是怎么定的
？And the young families, they have this desire that Lord, you know, what do you order in our family life?
就是你是主，你在每一件事情上你都有安排，你都有定规的。
Lord, that you are the Lord in everything, in every matter, you know, you have what you want.
不是说我有个家，我需要主来。帮助我管好我的家。
It's not that you know I have a family, you know I want the Lord to help me to take care of it nicely.
不是我有个工作，我是这么决定的。主，你来帮助我工作。
And it's not that you know I have this job, you know I have decided this way, and so Lord, you come and help me in my job.
那个次序是不一样的。
The order it's not the same.
主我要你所喜悦的所以你在这个家中你是怎么定规的
And it's Lord, I want to please you, so what it is that you order for our family?
你是主你在工作的环境中你是怎么定规的
And Lord, you are Lord, so in my job, you know, what orders it?
我就愿意学
I'm willing to learn.
Yeah, 我在思想的时候跟从主的事情的时候
When I'm pondering on this matter of following the Lord
我也想到就是有一种很难办或者是一个危险的一个情形
I thought about, you know, some very difficult situation It's hard to handle
就是有人问我我是不是跟从主的
That, you know, people come and ask me what do you think, am I following the Lord?
有人说我是在跟从的
And some would say, I am following the Lord.
我在想一种情形就是说我心中是想的。
There is a kind of a situation where, I, in my heart, you know, I think about following the Lord.
我是愿意的。
I'm willing to follow the Lord.
我在想没有哪一个人能够说我不愿意跟从主。
I don't think, you know, anyone would say I'm not willing to follow the Lord.
但是我们实际中到底是怎样？
But in reality, what is it exactly?
当事情临到的时候，我们的生活是怎样？我们的反应是怎样
？When things come into our lives, you know, what is our reaction? What is our life like?
我会先想有一些的情形。我觉得在这里，我只是想我们一起交通，想追求在主面前是真实的。
There are some situations, so I know that we come together, we are pursuing to be true before the Lord.
我们真的走在一个跟随主的路上。
That we are truly walking on this path that is following the Lord.
我在想，在我们生活有一些我们的反应，就是主的话到我这里是打折扣的。
I see that, you know, in our daily life, when the word of the Lord comes to us, it's kind of already diluted.
就是我们常常会一些说啊，不用这么绝对吧。
Sometimes we'll say, oh, we don't have to be so absolute.
我在想，当我们听到主的话，我们觉得难，这个是很自然的。
You know, I feel that when we hear the word of the Lord and we say, no, this is difficult for me, you know, that's very natural.
但是如果我说啊，不需要这么绝对吗？
But if we say, oh, we don't need to be so absolute.
我在想，主会在我们提醒，我们并没有真的在跟从主。
I feel that the Lord will remind us that we are not truly following Him.
或者是当主在我们生活中有一个要求的时候，
or when the Lord asks of us in our lives,
要一个改变的时候，
that there is going to be a change.
我们就会找各样的理由说我们有很多的难处。
And we'll find many reasons to say that, you know, we have lots of difficulties.
然后主的话就在我身上就打折扣。
That the Lord's word is kind of like discounted in my life.
还有就是我当然会说啊，在你行得通，在我行不通的。
Or sometimes we would say, you know, with you, you know, it's okay for you, but you know, it wouldn't work. It wouldn't work for me.
我们真的在跟从主吗？
Are we following the Lord?
还有说，这就是我，我就是这样的。
Or we say that, you know, this is me. I'm like this.
不可能改变的。
It's impossible to change.
好像也不用改变。
And there is no need to change.
我们真的在跟从主吗？
Are we truly following the Lord?
还有我们和弟兄姊妹中间几乎没有什么交通的。
And with brothers and sisters, we do not have any fellowship.
我们有生活上的一些交谈，但是没有灵里真的在主的事情上有交通的。
We may be able to talk with our lives and stuff like that. On that matter, but we cannot have any fellowship in the spirit.
我们真的在跟从主吗？
Are we truly following the Lord?
我想最后还有一种情形，就是当我们在弟兄姊妹当中的时候，
And there's also one last situation that when we are among brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹对我们跟我们交通，对我们现在的情况有一点感觉，交通出来的时候，劝勉的时候，
When brothers and sisters have some expectation regarding our current situation,
我们要留意的，
We have to pay attention.
不能够就是好像我就是这样的，
We can't just let it be.
不然的话我们就不是，我们说我们在跟从主，但我们其实实际的光景并不是。
So even if we say we are following the Lord in reality, we are not.
我想最后我是想到在跟从主一件事情，主说，当主说来跟从我，他前面讲天国近了，你们要悔改。
When the Lord says, come follow me, but before that he says, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near.
我们弟兄也说，所有的恢复都是从悔改开始。
Our brother shared with us that all the recovery begins with repentance.
所以我们在认罪悔改这件事情上，我们需要真的认真的来对付。
In this matter of confessing our sins and in repentance, we have to recover this.
我们有真的留意主说来跟从我这个呼召吗？
Do we truly pay attention to this calling that the Lord says, "Come, follow me"?
或者是我们浪费了许多的时间，都在浪费在自己的感觉和需要的里面。
Or do we kind of throw away all the time in our how we feel and all our needs?
就是我们要跟从主，我们需要认我们现在情形，什么东西拦阻我们的。
So when we want to follow the Lord, we have to come and confess what is our current situation like, what hinders us.
主耶稣，我讲两个小小的例子，能帮助我们。知道其实如果我们没有在认罪的事情上真的认真，我们前面的路是很难走。
Allow me to share two examples that if we do not if we are not serious about this matter of confession of sin, then it's really difficult to go forward.
曾经在一个聚会的福音聚会上面有一个人，他心中被主感动，他要接受主。
In a gospel meeting, once there was a man that wanted come and receive the Lord.
他知道要悔改认罪。
He knows he has to repent and confess the sins.
所以聚会之后他就跟带领的弟兄就一起祷告。
So he went to the brother and prayed together after the meeting.
他祷告很奇怪。
It's kind of a reoccurring.
他认罪的祷告很奇怪。
It's a very weird confession of sin.
他说求主赦免我的罪，我偷了人家的牛橛子。
He said, you know, Lord, please forgive my sins. I stole the wooden peg.
OK, 牛橛子就是一个牛要系在一个地方，所以打一个砖在地上，一个绳子牵着牛鼻子就系在那里。
So if you're going to put the cow on the side, you have to, you know, with a rope, there has just to be the wooden peg. You have to kind of tie it over that peg.
他求主赦免他偷那个牛橛子的这个罪。
He said, you know, he asked the Lord to forgive him, you know, his sins for stealing that wooden peg.
他祷告了回去。
So he prayed and he went home.
心中还是没有平安。
He didn't have peace in his heart.
好，第二天他又跟那个弟兄又在一起祷告。
So again, you know, the next day he prayed with a brother.
他这次他祷告，他说求主赦免我偷人家牛绳子的那个罪。
So he told the Lord, you know, Lord, forgive me, for stealing, that robe, that, you know, that's with the peg, you know, to forgive me for stealing that robe.
祷告完了，他回去心中还是没有平安。
Again, you know, he did not have peace in his heart.
然后第三次再祷告。
So the third time he prayed.
这次他说，他祷告，他说主啊，求你赦免我偷人家牛的罪。
Lord, that you forgive my sin, of stealing others' cow.
就是他这样彻底的把他根部的那个罪认了。
So that he completely confessed his sin.
当他一认的时候，那个罪的重担就去掉。
Once he confessed that sin, that weight of sins was lifted.
然后还有另外一个，也是一个聚会里面发生的事情。
And another thing that happened at the meeting.
那个聚会中讲到要认罪。
The meeting shared on.To confess her sins.
结果这个有一个姊妹她就认罪。
So a sister confessed her sins.
她说我很懒惰。
I'm very lazy.
求主赦免我这个罪让我能够出来。
And forgive my sin of laziness, you know, that I can come out of it.
我带领的那个姊妹就说这个姊妹好像她最大的罪不是这个。
And the sister who was leading her, you know, felt like that is not the main...that sin, that root.
他说大家都知道他很懒了。
Everyone knows that she's very lazy.
他说求主让他光照他，照出他里面的虚伪，让他真的把他心中真正的罪认了。
That Lord, you enlighten her to see her hypocrisy, that she'll truly confess that sin.
主听了那个祷告。
And the Lord answered that prayer.
第二天在聚会的时候。
And the next day at the meeting.
那个姊妹就祷告，她求主赦免她的罪。
And she prayed, Lord, forgive my sin.
她说她恨一个人恨了八年。
I hated this person for 8 years.
她一直放不掉。
I cannot let it go.
所以她在主面前一直也没有可以继续的往前。
So she could not go on forward with the Lord.
因为偷懒的罪懒惰的罪人家都看得见。
The sin of laziness, everyone sees it.
但他那个隐藏的他自己知道的罪真实的他却不带到主面前。
But that sin that was hidden and she knew it, she didn't bring it to the Lord.
但感谢主他那天一认的时候他在主里面那个生命的成长后面的路就完全不一样了。
And we thank the Lord because that day after she confessed that sin, her growth in the Lord is different.
所以主说天国近了，你们要悔改。
So when the Lord says repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near.
求主在这些年间一直光照我们，我们实际的情形到底是怎样的。
May the Lord continue to enlighten us in this time that we know.What our true condition is like.
我们的主很快就会回来。
Our Lord is coming quickly.
如果他光照我们需要改的，让我们都能够爱惜光阴，能够补上这些我们需要重新学习的。
What the Lord enlightened us to change, that will redeem the time and that we will learn.
那我们在地上真的过一个真实跟从他的生活。
That while being on this earth, we.Live a life that is truly following him.
好，那时间有点超时，那我最后一天祷告。
Let us pray.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
And it's
your mercy that you still continue to speak to us at this end time. Because Lord, you, when you save us to the
utmost.
You save us to enter into the purpose.
主啊，你今天呼召我们来跟从你。
Lord, you call us today to follow you.
主啊，愿主啊，主啊，你说话到我们每一个人的心中。
Lord, may you speak into every heart.
主啊，这不是人的要求，这是你自己的恩召。
Lord, this is not a require of man, but Lord, it is your own calling.
那我们诚诚实实地答应你的呼召。
That we come sincerely to answer your calling.
那我们在最后的这段日子里面，我们真实地跟从你。
That in these remaining days, Lord, that we truly follow you.
主啊，我们求你帮助我们，带领我们。
Lord, help us and lead us.
保守我们在一直跟随你的路上。
Keep us on this way that is following you.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 现在时间就到。
We'll end our meeting here.